In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. What a strange universe it would be if there could be no circles. Think about it for a minute. Would it even be creation as we know it? If there were no circles, a drop of water falls and it splashes in a circle. Everything from planets to moons to the irises in our eyes, they are circles. A universe with no circles would seem to be, by the rules of the universe as we know it, a universe without circles would seem to be impossible. Impossible is one of those words that perhaps should only be uttered by God. Circles are symbols of unity and timelessness and potential. A circle is a never-ending sequence of points. If it is large enough, if you are standing on it, and you look to the left and you look to the right, it could seem like it was a straight line from your limited point of view. But instead, it would just go around and around. Never ending. Never ending is also one of those words that should perhaps only be uttered by God. Words like every and full and never and forever and all. Paul, in our epistle today, writes to the church in Ephesus, and he says, God has put all things under Jesus' feet, has made Christ the head of all things, that the fullness of God fills all in all. The ancient Greek that the letter was written in the ancient Greek, the word for all is pas, pi, alpha, sigma. All begins with pi. Not the kind we eat, but the mathematical symbol, the Greek letter that looks like a little shack, two sticks with a roof. It is that never-ending number. It is that ratio of the measurement of every circle we know of. Pi is in mathematical terms both irrational, as in we don't understand it, and transcendent, as in it seems to surround us everywhere. Every unbroken circle that we know of, all in all, there, pi is. Pi is a constant. It is the shape of bread as it rises and the rim of a chalice. Pi is as profound as the holiest ideas we can hold and as mundane as something we encounter each and every day. Which is rather like the communion of saints we honor today. It is an irrational and transcendent idea, the notion that faithful people everywhere, across time, somehow dwell together right here with us. We who walk the earth right now, and those who walked with Jesus, and descendants we can barely imagine, and every lover of God in between in this great circle, all of us somehow here Right now, in the prayer of the faithful, here, right now, in the mystery of the sacraments, we are all, somehow, all living together in the body of Christ. Perhaps we can think of the communion of saints as a sacred circle, shoulder to shoulder, person to person, going round and round with one constant. The constant is that the shape of Christ in our lives. Jesus is really clear on this one in the gospel today. This constant, Jesus' constant for our lives, is how we are bread for our neighbors, how we pursue clean water for the thirsty, how we listen to the abused, how we ask hard questions, and how we live into hard answers. Theologian Stanley Hauerwas speaks of this hard-pressed saintliness. He speaks of it this way: only by growing into Jesus' story, only by growing into his story do I learn how much brokenness I have stored in my soul. Only by living into Jesus' story do I know that this fragmentation is not about to disappear overnight, and that I have to continually work to recognize that brokenness and lay it down. If the constant shape of God is roundedness, then we have to make an effort to grow a square watermelon or bake square bread. Those aren't wrong per se, but where in your life do you try to put roundness into a square? Where do you resist God's holy shape in your life? For me, it's where do I deny the neighbor who stands right by my shoulder? It is my resistance to God that scrolls right past all the suffering of the world in my newsfeed. Lately, it's been getting harder and harder to pay attention. I want to shut it off. This darkness and this chaos, it seems absurd and it seems terrifying. But the word from Jesus today is that I cannot step aside. We are to tread with the saints, to live through tough times, to strive through this circle with our whole hearts. Here today in Jesus' Sermon on the Plain, he takes all that he's been doing, all that he's been living in parables and healings, and makes our mission plain, the shape of our lives in him. He makes it clear. God's path, God's redemptive work in us, will be recognized in its fullness from the underside of life. We can spiritualize these Beatitudes. We can be poor in spirit. But the more we do, the more we spiritualize Jesus' demand, the poorer in spirit we become. We may find ourselves in deep and sad darkness, but God demands that we never ignore that we have neighbors whose darkness is as concrete as the circles that surround us each and every day. We have promised in baptism to seek and serve Christ in all persons and to strive for human dignity. Engaging with the suffering of the world is not a new promise. It is a fulfillment of the first one. There is hardship and there is bloodshed in this company of faithful. Facing our challenges head on is our call, our taking our stand within this sacred circle of saints. So we're celebrating the Feast of All Saints today, and we remember the circle of witnesses. We remember the daring superstars who have churches named after them. But we also remember the mundane folks who fill that loop and make it larger than we can imagine. We are a part of this loop of this story. And it is like pie in that it is unique and ever repeating. Our version, it may be needy and broken and unjust at times, but it is also beautiful and holy and filled with God's presence. We are being drawn back into the holy and sacred circle, out of our squares and into God's wholeness. Jesus' direction is that word from the letter all. Jesus' direction for us is all. It is inclusiveness and it is equality and it is fullness. The communion of saints is standing hand in hand and shoulder to shoulder. It is you and me and stories and lifetimes we can barely imagine. Jesus' life and teachings, they are the outline of the possibilities. They are the outline of the possibilities that human insecurity usually defines as impossible. But impossible is one of those words that only belongs to God. Our wholeness, like the saints of every age, it's outlined by the way in which it is filled and it is stretched to be God's story in our story. So my questions for you today are two. What shall we change so that we can grow and expand and live into the sacred circle of saints that surrounds us? And my second question is this: what shall we do to make Jesus' story our constant, our pie? I invite you to consider those questions as we take a moment of silence together. Will you repeat after me? Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that I am.
Be still and know.
Be still.
Be.